Welcome, everyone. Another edition of The Good Stuff is coming right up on great radio stations like Huron, South Dakota's KOKK 1210 AM. TK Angus in Valentine, Nebraska invites you to their 41st annual Bull and Female production sale. It's December 16th, 11:30 AM, east of Valentine at the ranch. Lunch will be served at noon. They're selling 155 fall-born Angus bulls, 32-year-old bulls as well, and the females, of course. So be sure to check it out online, tkangus.com. That is December the 16th.
And talking about livestock, let's talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. If you've got local, national, international livestock industry news interest, you want to know what's going on, you need to go to Tri-State Livestock News. Maybe you're looking for livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists, or classifieds. Go to Tri-State Livestock News. Go to tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
What do you have to share on the good stuff today, Kimberly?
Well, here we go. I've got a piece that gets started with what I want in a man through the years. Here's 10 points I want in a man. Handsome. Charming, financially successful, a caring listener, witty, in good shape, dresses with style, appreciates the finer things, full of thoughtful surprises, and loves surprising me on weekends. Now things maybe change a little bit in our early 30s. What I want in a man, this is the revised list at age 32. Would like him nice looking. Be nice if he opened car doors and held chairs, has enough money for a nice dinner, listens more than talks, laughs at my jokes, carries bags of groceries with ease, owns at least one tie, appreciates a good home-cooked meal, remembers birthdays and anniversaries, and plans together time on the weekends. As time marches on, the list gets revised. Here's at age 42, what I want in a man. Not too ugly, doesn't drive off until I'm in the car, works steady, splurges on dinner out occasionally, nods his head when I'm talking, usually remembers the punchline of jokes, is in good enough shape to rearrange the furniture, wears a shirt that covers his stomach and knows not to buy champagne with screw top lids. Also, remembers to put the toilet seat down and shaves most weekends. Now we have to revise that list at age 52. Keeps the hair in the nose and ears trimmed. Doesn't belch or scratch in public. Doesn't borrow money too often. Doesn't nod off to sleep when I'm venting. Doesn't retell the same joke too many times. Is in good enough shape to get off the couch on weekends. Usually wears matching socks and fresh underwear. Appreciates a good TV dinner. Remembers your name on occasion and shaves some weekends. And as time marches by, sometimes that list again gets revised. Here's at age 62, what I want in a man. Doesn't scare small children. Remembers where the bathroom is. Doesn't require much money for upkeep. Only snores lightly when asleep. Remembers why he's laughing. Is in good enough shape to stand up by himself. Usually wears some clothes, likes soft foods, remembers where he left his teeth, and remembers that it's the weekend. What I want in a man, revised list at age 72. Breathing and doesn't miss the toilet.
I take offense to some of those.
Well, it's just for fun, remember?
All right. What else do you have to share today?
Remember the joy of small children, Mike?
Vaguely.
It's been a few years. Well, here's Mom's conversations on a chat line. And it all started with Bess Kalb, who talked about her two-year-old that had a fit because his granola bar wrapper was pulled down slightly too low. And it's unclear if a recovery from this is possible. Others that included their thoughts Jen says, while journaling about feelings and emotions for a class in grade 2, my son's example of feeling sad and distressed was when his big brother got more pieces of bacon than him for breakfast. He said it felt like a stick going into his heart.
Overdramatic, maybe?
Maybe a little. Here's Rosalind Chapman. My African-American grandson had a meltdown when he got a scratch from his baby brother and screamed, "The baby scratched the brown off me." Try explaining how skin heals to a four-year-old.
Oh, yep.
Brings back memories.
It sure does. And folks, we appreciate you listening to The Good Stuff.